Hello to my beautiful selfish babes. It is your girl, Eleni K. Ospawale, bringing you back another Selfish Babe podcast. I just got done working out in this beautiful nature, as you guys see here. And I wanted to drop a podcast episode today, but it was going to be another podcast episode that I had previously recorded, but I just have not edited that yet. And so I decided I'm going to record a new one because I had something on my mind that I wanted to share with y'all. But somebody that posted on my TikTok that has said, when am I dropping another podcast? And I said, you know, I've been asleep on that. And she was like, yeah, you're like my favorite podcaster. And I was like, all right, I'll drop one on Sunday. So shout out to you. If I had your TikTok name right now, I would shout it out. But I thought I screenshotted it and it's saying I don't have no Wi-Fi. But shout out to you
MDN Naomi on TikTok. You guys can see her on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. XOXO Selfish Babe, thank you so much for the motivation to post the podcast.
Okay, so when I was getting dressed this morning, I was like, let me go have a mental note that I'm dropping a podcast today. So this morning, by the way, FYI, I am recording my life for the next 30 days, so make sure to be following me at Instagram at Olenike Osibowale or at TikTok Olenike Osibowale. Every single day I'm recording my life and posting it. And the reason I'm doing that is just because I want to see if I can be consistent on this. Also, every single day I will be jump roping. And so today is day 3 of me jump roping, and I just finished exercising and jump roping. And the reason I'm doing that is because I want to have good cardio. I don't want to be super tired going up steps and hills. And, you know, I am 32 right now, so I need to continue to work out and be in a good shape. And it's really about heart health. So it's day 3. I've recorded for 3 days. I posted day 1 yesterday. I'm going to be posting day 2 today. So make sure you're following along on the journey. My Married to the Money course is still available for all of my selfish babes who want to learn how to make money online, whether it's through physical or digital products you don't have to create. I give you my spiritual tips, tricks, spiritual baths, affirmations, playlists to listen to really get into the energy of abundance, wealth, and money. And then I also go over how to find vendors for physical products and how to talk to those vendors and what apps to use. And then you also get access to my Digital Wealth Academy, which is DWA, which is the course that I sell that you can make $500 or more per sale. And there's a lot of women having really good success with that. And so if you've been wanting to start a business, make sure to check out my Married to the Money course that is linked below. And I'm still selling the Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls and my Pussy Power Wash for my women that really want to tap into their womb care. You can find that at evolvingbutterfly.org. The link is also below. So today when I was brushing my teeth, I had thought about lived in things, right? So currently I'm in Jamaica. I'm at my aunt's house and I really like it here. I love Jamaica. If you guys don't already know, I have family members that are Jamaican. And, you know, sometimes when I'm in Atlanta, I get homesick. I get the feeling that I want to hop on a plane and be somewhere tropical like Jamaica. And I'm not going to say Jamaica is perfect, right? Everything has its own things, but there are aspects of Jamaica that I love, including the nature, the weather, the beautiful flowers, fresh foods, just different things that make it home and that make me feel rejuvenated. And so even recently, you know, I feel like I want to create when I'm here. I feel motivated. I feel happy. I feel like I want to exercise. I even helped my aunt cook the other day. And I don't cook. I told you I don't cook. But that don't mean I don't know how to cook. I just don't like it. But I've done that. And I was like, okay, I'm going to cook a meal. So being here makes me feel like I'm living life. I don't know. I don't know if it's the energy or what. Also, I'm trying to avoid winter this year. Like real life, I really want to avoid winter this year as much as I can. So I said, I'm going to be in Jamaica for some time. But I was brushing my teeth and I just thought about my aunt's home and how I've been visiting my aunt's home since I was a baby, because my aunt's home used to be my grandma's home. And I've been coming here since I was a baby. And I'm 32 now and I'm still here. And I just thought about this being like a staple place that has always been here, which I'm really grateful for. And I thought about how special it is to be able to have something or somewhere you can go that is always going to be there or will be there for some time. And there used to be a time where, and I think I'm still like this, where sometimes I don't really care too much about being somewhere for too long. Like, I've used to been like, oh, after like 2 or 3 years, I'm ready to go somewhere else. Like, that's how I've been. After 2 or 3 years, I'm ready to go somewhere else. Like, I don't want to stay here for that long. And I kind of still am like that for a little bit. Like, I've been in Atlanta for the last 5 years. And I think I'm getting that itch to leave. But when I think about stability and I think about, like, having roots, that's something I think that we've had. Oh, God. That's something I think that we've had growing up, or maybe like our grandparents had. Like, maybe they worked the same job for the rest of their lives. Maybe you know one person. Like, when I'm in Jamaica, people have worked their jobs for like years. They've been the same person for years. And I think as we go on in time, we see less of that, right? I feel like a lot of us will leave or do something different. And there is nothing wrong with this, y'all, because I am the same way. But it's like, okay, I don't like this spot. I'm going to get a new job. I don't like this. I'm in a new job. Whereas maybe back in our grandparents' days, it was like, this is the job that you have. This is what you do. There's no getting a new job. Just kind of like those marriages, right? Grandpa and grandma stayed together through thick and thin. And it's not really because grandma didn't want to leave. There are probably plenty of times. But because of the culture and society, that was just the way it was. People stayed married, whether it was good or bad. Nowadays, we have so much freedom, we have so much choice, where we can pick up and go, where we can rebuild, where we have so many new modern builds and homes that have never been lived in, and you can live there for a year or two and then decide that you want to leave, right? Like, I had my house, and I lived there for a year and a half, and then I left. It wasn't some place that was going to be my forever home where I stayed for years, you know, but when I come here in Jamaica and I look at my aunt's, like, home, I'm like, she's been here for a while, and has a good foundation, right? Like, you can tell it's been lived in, and all the years of, like, growth or just, you know, experiences one person has had here. And I really appreciated that in that moment. And I was just thinking about stability. And, like, as I get older, I'm thinking about, like, what that looks like for me and how having, like, roots somewhere can be safe. Having roots somewhere can feel safe. Whereas maybe back in the day, I would have looked at having roots somewhere as being something that was mundane and boring. And now that I'm 32, I'm looking at having roots somewhere as being a safe space to be, someplace I can call home for real. I'm not quite sure where that is right now. For right now, I have an idea of where I want to be for that, right? I have an idea of where I want that to be and what that to look like. And that's still growing in my mind of what that's going to look like. And I'm not in a rush either. But I will say my mind has looked at stability as more of a favorable thing than non-favorable. And I think that you can relate to this, selfish babe, if you're like a selfish babe that's in her 30s and you're thinking back to when you were in your 20s and how maybe it was just like, I can go here, I can go here, I can do this, I can do that. And now you're like, maybe I do want to have more of a stable foundation, or maybe I do want to have a family, or maybe I do want to put down some roots, you know? And so that's kind of where I'm thinking. And I just, you know, was just looking at the bathroom and just looking at all the towels and just all the things that just haven't changed. And I was really grateful for that. You know, like, there's trees here, like a banana tree, a plantain tree, a papaya tree, a passion fruit tree. And trees take years to bear fruit. And so I just thought about how these trees are here bearing fruit, and how just the other day, you know, we went to get some green bananas and plantains off the tree. And then my aunt made some plantain porridge. And I just thought that was so beautiful, right? I think that that was so beautiful because it was just like, here is this tree that's been here for years and it's bearing fruit and we can just go pick it and eat. Like, that's abundance. That's part of being rich. That's part of being wealthy. And so as you are a selfish babe listening to this, I think stability can be a form of abundance. I think being somewhere for a while can be a source of richness, a place that's stable, a place that's safe, a place that nourishes you, a place that you can really call home. And so I think that is where my mind is right now, and I'm looking at things more favorably, and I'm thinking about how rich that is to have. How rich is it to be in a space that you can be in for years and it be a safe space for you? I really also wanted to shout out to the selfish babes that like have homes that no matter how old you are, you can like go back to, you know? Like, me and my friend were having a conversation the other day, and I was telling her how, like, I've pretty much had to figure things out for a long time, since maybe 15, 16. And I've done well for myself, right? I've figured some things out. I've done well for myself. And at the end of the day, I've always depended on me. And that was cool for a while. But I think I'm at the point where, and I'm not always going to depend on me, but I think I'm at the point where I don't only want to depend on me anymore, you know? And how being able to like drop everything and being able to go to your parents' house and just rest and refocus is really such a blessing. And so if you are a selfish babe out there that does have that, where you can drop everything and kind of rest and refocus, count yourself blessed, count yourself lucky. And also, if you feel like you need to do that, to not have shame in that, that it's totally okay. I know a lot of people don't want to move back in with their parents. But I do think having the freedom to be able to do so and to be accepted with open arms is something that is a blessing. So keep that in mind. Now, I'm here with my aunt, and I'm very happy that I'm with my aunt. I always feel loved when I'm here, and I feel nourished when I'm here. So I'm very grateful to be here for the time being, just to kind of like live, you know, to live, really. Sorry, my light looked like it was dim. I'm like, can y'all even see me? Why is the camera looking so dim? Anyway, selfish babe, this is a quick episode. This is just a food for thought that I was having. Let me know what you guys' thoughts are by taking a screenshot of the podcast and putting maybe your notes and then tagging at Olenike S. Osibawale, at Selfish Babes, and at the Selfish Babe podcast, and just let me know what your thoughts are and share it in the stories, and then I can repost you. I look more at my Selfish Babes and Olenike Osibawale page than I look at my Selfish Babe podcast page, so make sure to tag those other two pages, because sometimes I will miss the post if it's just the Selfish Babe podcast that's being tagged. Anyways, I love you guys, and I'm affirming that you guys have an amazing day. XOXO Selfish Babe. Hey, beautiful selfish babe, it is your girl Olenike, and I want to introduce you to my new and latest ebook and journal called How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life. This ebook and journal is going to teach you all the spiritual self-love rituals that I do and have used over the past few years now to become the living goddess that I am, and to help you choose yourself and love yourself daily. And so in my ebook, you're going to get specific rituals on how to connect to your ancestors, specific rituals on how to do a cleansing spiritual bath, a bath for attraction, how to pray for yourself, why the energy of joy is so important for you, and so forth. And so if you're a woman out there that's been wanting to choose yourself more and put yourself first versus last, then you want to get my How to Become the Selfish Babe in Your Life ebook and journal. I'll have the link below. XOXO Selfish Babe. Are you a selfish babe out there that wants to have the freedom that money can buy? Do you want vacation money? Do you want money to just buy whatever you want without having to check your bank account? If that is you, I highly recommend joining my Married to the Money digital marketing and resell course. Okay, selfish babe. This digital marketing resell course is so amazing because not only do you learn about creating your own digital products like ebooks and e-courses, but as soon as you purchase my Married to the Money course, you're going to be able to resell it and keep 100% of the profits. You don't even have to
get a new course. You don't even have to come up with your own course in order to sell this. This is why this product is so lucrative, and this is why it's changing so many women's lives, right? I bought this course, and now I'm reselling it as Married to the Money course, right? And now I'm giving you the opportunity to have another stream of income. I've seen a woman go online making a faceless Instagram, and she's brought in about $25,000 within 20 days. I've seen a woman bring in $30,000 in a day. I've seen women make $5,000 extra dollars in 3 weeks. Stay-at-home mom, full-time mom, single moms, everyday girls out there, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, it really doesn't matter. If you're a selfish babe out there that just wants to have another stream of income, I highly recommend this course. And when you purchase my Married to the Money course, one, you get the rights to resell it automatically, which is perfect. You get step-by-step instructions on how to set up everything so that you're able to reset it. You get to join a group of about 5,000 other women who are selling this exact same course, which means you have the support. And then you also get two free other ebooks. One ebook is about how to market yourself on Instagram to make money, right? How to market yourself on Instagram and create reels to make money. And the second ebook is how to start a faceless account and make money like that. And so if you're a selfish babe out there that doesn't want to show your face necessarily when you're marketing or when you're doing something like this, then you're going to be able to get that. And so not only do you get to resell the course, right, but you also get to resell these two ebooks. Both of these ebooks are, you have the rights as soon as you purchase them, which I love. So I'm like so into this. I'm so excited to share this opportunity to my selfish babes that want to have the freedom that money can buy. I know that time is very important. I know that you don't want to be slaving away at that job. And I just know that you just want another source of income for yourself and your family. And so if that is you, selfish babe, join my Married to the Money course. The link is below. XOXO, selfish babe. Bye.